Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Forgot to mention something about Father's Day. This was an amazing gift. So my kids took me down to the Beltline, right? And I didn't have to do anything the entire day. Right? They paid for everything. They paid for
what?
Everything.
Wow.
Spit my coffee out.
They paid for everything.
They took you to the dollar store or something?
No, man. Like a legitimate restaurant.
Wow.
Yes.
Where'd they take you?
I'm not sure the name of the place, but it's right there on the Beltline. It's got the tiki bar up on top.
The tiki bar.
Even though that was closed and the restaurant's right underneath it. I'm not sure the name of it. So we went there, but my son, he's got this F-150. It's a big old truck, right? And he hates driving downtown. He's kind of a country kid. Hates driving downtown. Well, you know the traffic in downtown Atlanta, and if you're not here, the Beltline is kind of where everybody hangs out on the weekends. It's like this long stretch of walkway that's supposed to go all the way around Atlanta. They haven't quite made it all the way around just yet. But there's a whole bunch of bars and restaurants and greenery also. Well, he hates driving downtown. Absolutely hates it. So this kid, and we got really close to the Beltline, he has this big old truck and he sees this spot between two cars, and it looks to me like he's got about, I don't know, 6 inches of leeway between both cars to parallel park. And this kid whipped it right in, man.
Wow.
Put it right next to the curb. And I'm like, I taught him that. That's a Father's Day moment right there. It was beautiful, man. It was perfect. It was flawless.
Are you sure it was you that taught him that?
Not his wife, Stacey.
That might have been maybe it's one of those things where you can teach well, but you just can't do yourself based on having another accident this weekend. All right, Mikey, so what could go wrong, dude? It's a nice, simple kayak ride. What could go wrong?
That's right. You would think nothing. But this weekend I went camping in Cleveland, Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah. And my friend's family bought a piece of property up there like a year ago. It's tent camping. I think the house that used to be there like burned down or something.
Okay.
So we're sleeping in tents, which is never turns out well. You always wake up in a pool of water with mosquitoes in a tent.
The exchange of time for me whenever I tried camping and doing it like, not glamping, but the real thing.
Yeah.
The exchange of time getting ready and getting everything up there as opposed to actually being there and enjoying it is not a good trade-off.
Well, we tend to just forget everything. Like, just forget about all the packing and show up and just be in desperate measures like 90% of the time because you don't have what you need. But this was, we got the whole congregation together, the congregation of degenerates. It's like whenever you get to be an adult, every time you get together with your friends now, it's like a reunion because you never see them anymore. Everyone lives in different places. But we all went up there to Cleveland, Georgia, and this one guy went through a lot of effort to get a kayak down there. Finally, he takes his kayak out. He probably spends 2 minutes on the water, comes back, and I'm like, I'm no kayaker myself. But I said, you got to do more than that. You just drag that thing down like a huge hill. So I get myself into the kayak. And like I said, I'm not sure if I've ever kayaked. I don't know any of the ins and outs.
How hard can it be? You just get in that thing, you balance it out with the paddle, you come back to shore. How hard can it be?
It looks pretty simple. And I'm like, no, I'm going to spend some time out here. I got my speaker. I got my phone. I got 2 beers. And I'm ready to go. I got my shirt on. I'm not planning to touch any water.
And the necessities.
Yeah. And it's not like in Georgia you really got to worry about too many waterfalls. So you can chill out.
Yeah, you'd think you wouldn't. And I don't know how much time you guys have spent on a river. But on a river, I don't think it's called a cove. But it's basically like an offshoot that will take you like around the woods a little bit and then rejoin the main river.
Sure.
So I find one of those and I said, oh, this is perfect. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to drink my beer. It's going to be real nice. One of the most relaxing, I have trouble relaxing. So whenever I get on a boat, I'm like, this is what it's all about. I actually feel relaxed. So
I see you being a boatman as you get older.
I don't know what it is. There's something about just moving. Moving feels good, huh?
How do we get to move?
Okay. Yeah.
Moving like on the water?
Hey, moving at all.
Just moving.
As long as your legs don't have to be going and like in a car, it feels good moving.
Lazy.
In a boat, on an airplane.
So you're a fan of like escalators, the little moving walkway at airports.
Oh, those are real good. I like those.
Getting them all fired up.
So I'm done. Going down this cove, it's the most serene thing I've ever seen. It looks like picturesque, like these trees going over above you. I reached the end of this cove, and my plan is to turn around, but I just got too comfortable. I reached the end.
Might have been that second beer.
Maybe so. Well, I just cracked my second, and I'm not sure how much time y'all have spent in a river once again, but there's these things called rapids. And I hit a set of rapids that were no joke whatsoever. Flipped me, I don't know how that works. I can't think about that in my mind. How do you flip a, I guess it's probably easy. But these rapids were insane. Because I think I could have gotten down some easy rapids, but these were crazy. Flipped me, I lost everything. So I had to go swimming, start grabbing all my trash, my speaker, my phone, throw it on this little beach I found. Then I realize, I get back in the kayak, I try to paddle back up. I thought you could paddle upstream.
Well, I mean,
are you supposed to?
You'd have to be pretty strong. I mean, depending on what the rapids are, you'd have to be pretty strong. Pretty decent technique.
I've been working out too much, so it was impossible for me to paddle back up. Turns out I need to walk my kayak back up through the rapids that just took me out. This was the most insane rapid I've ever seen. So I'd get halfway up with the guy, everything in tow, flip me. I'd go drowning back down the river. I was stuck. I had no way out. And this was like a hero's journey. Like it started off real good. And then now we're reaching like the lowest point. Finally, I get up that first rapid, but now I'm going back up the main river. They got rapids all over this.
Oh, thing. No.
Oh, no, not yeah. more. And you out of beer at this point.
Yeah, I got no beer. I got my speakers wet. My phone's wet. I don't even have music. The bottom of a riverbed is like the roughest thing you've ever walked
on. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I should have worn those little flipper things.
Yep, but, that you probably made fun of other people wearing before.
Of course. Yeah. And, so about 45 minutes of me trying, and I'm like right there. Like, I could see where I'm supposed to go to, but it's just impossible to make it up these rapids. I'm just trudging along. You can't see under the water either. So you're just kicking big rocks. Like there'll be a boulder and you just kick it with your big toe. Uh-huh. It's not good.
I want to know if you took video of said rapids.
No,
I did not, but nobody cared about me except for one friend. I have one reliable friend who actually cared. He got on another kayak, came down, didn't help me at all, but it just helped to know that someone was worried about me.
That you weren't going to drown alone.
I was gone for 45 minutes to an hour. It's like, are you guys not worried about me?
They ain't friends.
Come on.
They ain't
friends.
The Burt Show. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.